I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'll let her take it away with her lovely voice. Come on, for the last episode, baby, let's go.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Carly Mahoney, and it's him.
Sean Phipps.
I can't even get it out. Yeah, so I went to Albufeira today and finally my balls dropped. And this is now what I sound like, so enjoy that. I've missed you so much. I feel like we haven't recorded a podcast, I'd say, in about 6 weeks.
I feel like I haven't really seen it in about months.
Literally. Have been in 18 different countries and you have been busy doing live shows, getting nominated for awards and going to festivals. So enjoy. Congratulations, my little chicken.
Oh, is that in?
It's in.
Coming
it's
in the
in.
I'm not even going to clap for myself. I deserve that award.
You deserve
vote for
that
me
award.
Now.
Yeah, vote for me, little baby. We'll
no, we just have to go through
12
of them. So maybe sit down with a glass of wine because it is a bit of a racked ahead now. But you'll see my lovely face and click it.
Absolutely. Now we'll leave the link available to click on
did
the podcast page.
You put the link up for me, did you?
I did, yeah.
Did you get many links?
I'll actually have to check that for you now. I'll stick it in the bio of the podcast page.
Oh,
as
brilliant,
well.
Love. You're very nice.
Supportive now.
Oh, no, so come on, you tell me. Oh, no, I was forced.
I like, need you to go first because I've no format here. I need to copy you.
What did I do? I basically stayed up the whole, it's not fun packing when you're absolutely scuttered on the wine. So there I was packing and I'd say packed and unpacked. I'd about five times. My ma came in and had to pack out. I was that locked, like, and then she kept me up until 4 a.m. before I went for the airport.
Do you not remember being on the phone to me?
For when? And in the
tonight that you were trying to pack your bag. Sean Phipps, I swear to God, I just kept on saying, this back. Is the funniest you've ever been. I was on the phone.
You kept telling me to go live, you little sabotager.
Oh no, Sean, you were the funniest you've ever seen you. Oh, you'd want to see you dancing and all, Sean, I swear to God. But because you can't put weight on your ankle was up in the air. Oh no, I honest to God.
Oh God, no.
And it's one of them you had to be there, I can't even explain
it's
it.
It's just all a blur.
Oh, you had a pint glass with a big tarantula in it, do you remember that?
Oh, that big spider.
Yeah.
Honky tonking across the floor.
Oh my God, that thing, do you see
it? It's like Charlotte's Web going across the floor.
Yeah, like
no.
Nicki Minaj was going across the floor. It was fucking huge. I'll throw that up as well.
No, I beat it. It was just, I can't really remember the airport. Oh, Alison surprised me, randomly came through. So my producer just told me, I have to tell you, as I was in Ibiza for a second time a few days apart.
I love the way he does that every time.
Okay.
He's like, so.
So here I am telling you, just in case you're like, is he still talking about the last Ibiza? This is a new Ibiza, people.
Some life, haven't you? A new Ibiza.
I know, Imelda loves me in the credit union. That's what I was like on the show. They're like, you have a lovely time. I was like, that's Imelda from the credit union. You can thank her.
I'd say she has the fear of God in her now. If you're coming a tour time, she's going to tell you
no,
to
I have
off.
To go tomorrow. I'm going to have to go in and cry. I have like €2 on my shares and you can only like double that. So I'm like, I'll take four, please.
No, you're going to be like Meryl Streep in the middle of the sink tomorrow.
No,
now,
so. I'd be like, I need a new washing machine. £10,000, please.
New
thank,
washing
thanks
machine.
Thanks so much.
The kids. Oh, so God. The second time you went to Ibiza, who'd you go with that time?
Yeah, so Alison surprised me, just randomly walked through the door. At the, oh, wow, it's just a normal button. It's not any other
look
button.
Ian's
it's
face.
All right, Ian.
Oh.
It's our last episode, and we just want to press all the buttons in here. But Ian's gonna
there's switchboards
the
in front of us for the whole radio station, and I've a hardened to just slap all the buttons on one of them and burn the place. Go on,
I've eaten. Yeah, no, it's just calm and collective. just the usual gear.
Was it? Because I thought it looked fucking chaotic with everybody that you were with. Like the first time it was really like, Sean's not posting that, and I wonder, is he all right? Is everything okay? Second time Sean posted everything and it was fucking carnage. There was people falling out of ceilings. There was people tumbling.
An elbow.
People getting elbowed in the face.
It was just a bit wild. Ibiza Rocks is a bit of a like, it's a real ick place.
Tacky.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Really?
Like, disgusting. Like, it's just like Joel Curry and all.
Like, really,
it's
like
just,
Magaluf, isn't
like
it?
Joel Curry kept remixing his own songs, but like, you're not known for them songs, so he's just wrecking it. So Joel Curry kept remixing his songs, and they're just shy. We're waiting for the beat to drop and all. It was just awful. It was just
he's real Bebo, isn't he?
Really?
Like, if Bebo needed to be a person, it'd be Joel Curry.
Yeah, it was shy. I didn't even know your one was there. Apparently she was. What's her name? Sarah something. Was that her name?
Sarah Larson.
I don't know. There was loads of people there that I just didn't know. They just literally looked like random people walking through Grafton Street. No, it was just, yeah. And I wouldn't have paid in. It's a poxy bomb. It's like €60 for a pizza slice and two drinks. That's a pill.
No way.
Awful.
Yeah, you may
have. I had a ball, but I did have a ball. And I died in the Be Perfect shop. So if you're listening to anyone that works there, because that's literally connected in, I'm very sorry that you had to bring me downstairs and walk me back to the apartment. I was like, can I go to Thailand? And I just came out and sat in the chair and I just came out on the chair.
And that's how you know Be Perfect Cosmetics has amazing customer service.
Okay.
Always choose Be Perfect. Carly 20 for money off.
Swipe up today.
I had to.
I've not really ordered funny stories.
And it looked like you had loads of fun.
Yeah, I had a ball, but yeah, I'm just very forgetful. No, it was just a normal drunk white girl wasted. I was.
Yeah. But that's why you and the girls are like that. Your group of girls.
Yeah, we're real white girl wasted.
Very funny. Oh, great to watch. Great to watch it all unfold.
They're all just wild.
They're fucking mad.
Wild bastards. Yeah. And they had a grass machine, like as in full on, like they were selling your grass, like over there. Is that the right word?
Is
grass.
It? What, weird? Like?
Weird. Yeah.
Grass. Is that the right word?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't
the
smoke grass, anymore.
She smoked the grass. Just,
I haven't smoked
did
since
did you do a weed on your holidays?
I had never. I haven't smoked since the force I've eaten.
Oh my, I was only saying this to Aaron on holidays because I swear to God, all Aaron Lynch shit on holidays was calling me here and smoke. And it's all he did for the whole entire holiday. He, every time someone said, oh, I'll have to have a smoke now, he smoked.
Like a smoky smoke?
A cigarette.
Like tobacco, like?
Like tobacco. And I swear to God, Sean, he got to a pint on one of the nights. It was like the second last night. The clubs were closing and there was nowhere you could get smokes. There was no shops open, so there was a smoke machine and I had a box of Chesterfield in it. Didn't see him touch a smoke for the rest of the holiday.
What's Chesterfield?
Oh my God, it's like smoke machine MDF. Like it's like wood.
What?
Like the fucking smell of Home Depot after he smokes that he was smoking. They were pure wooden.
Like Mr. Price smokes.
Oh, he wasn't one single bit well. Oh, he wasn't. So yeah, he frightened himself out of smoking and I was like, oh, Sean done the same thing with the vapes. He's terrified now.
Disgusting. No, it wasn't that. It's because I couldn't really fight the people that bought a 20 grand table when they took me 14 euro vape out of my hand. I couldn't be like, sorry, mate, you wouldn't just give me back my vape even though I'm drinking your 20 grand vodka. Like, do you know what I mean? So I'm in the super clubs. I wasn't giving 20 euro for one. I love how I didn't pay on the tables and I went out and money to pay. I was like, I'm not giving 20 euro for a vape.
Yeah.
But I keep drinking your drink, no problem. And I will not fight you for that 14 euro vape. So that's why I just stopped.
You're just over it.
I know my mom's listening to this and she's like, thank you so much, God. Oh,
she's delighted that you're over your addiction.
She sits at home and has 900 smokes. Literally.
Yeah, but that's her own decision.
No, actually, she's very good now. I think she's only down to 4 a day. That's from 40 a day.
She's only having 4 but today.
Yeah, but she's sucking the ditty off the beef. So do you know what I mean?
Look. Like, she's weaning, Sean. She's weaning.
She's weaning herself, Ben. Lads, that's my accent from Belfast because I'm only back from a marriage. That was unbelievable.
You're so well cultured, aren't you?
No, well cultured. And I did do No Picks a Little Mix, so you can judge me all you want.
That did make me giggle.
I had to put my hat on. I was like, go away. No, free sign around. And some woman just came up and kissed me face. Literally was like, I buy clothes off Charlene. And I was like, okay.
Great.
I was like, yeah, she's so good with clothes. I just buy them off her. And I was like,
no, that is like, lovely and sweet. But you ever get when you don't know what to say?
I was like, oh, no, Charlene, girl. So send her a lovely review on TripAdvisor or something to let her know that a Depop is express delivery or whatever it is. She's like, yeah, no, just love buying clothes. I was like, I was like, are you wearing it now, girl? She was like, no, just have a few clothes from Charlene. I was like, okay, girl.
I don't know what else to say.
I was like, turn around and just face the music and have a good time.
Face the music.
Bye bye, girl. No, I couldn't.
Oh, but so apart from a festival, you then ended up on your own stage.
I did. For the girls, Charlene and Ellie.
And how did that go? It looked amazing.
Yeah, well, I did probably have a few drinks beforehand. And
why was that shot?
because I was just rattling. Now, actually, I only flew in from Ibiza.
Yeah, so you got off a flight about 2 hours
from
before.
The second trip in Ibiza, Ian's looking at me, I have to say second trip to let everyone know that I was on a second trip. But I was like, I'll get in at 6:30 clearly because I have to leave for 8. So I was like, I'll just get in, put my case together, and we'll just leave then. I was like, you know, just get my shit together. I'll probably have a little smear and I have to quench my tours for the airport. And I napped until 8:55 and the gate closed at 9:55. So we made it with like seconds to spare, but bear in mind that the queue for like the Ryanair thing, you know, they just open one for the whole airport. And we got there and I say there was about 108 people in the queue. Like, it wasn't even at the little queue thing anymore. It was like just randomly standing in them.
Yeah.
So me and Alison just walked straight up to the front and just ignore people. You know, when you're driving and you're driving to yellow box.
And you have to turn your head.
And I'm just like, oh, I'm blind. I'm deaf dumb today. I won't be even looking.
I can't see.
I have a creak in my neck. I'm not moving. That's what I was like. And these girls from Cork, I'd say they were standing there for about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And they just went 90 and they're like, here. Yeah, they just kept talking to us. And I was just like, I'm ignoring you. So as we tried to go, they like went ahead of us, had a screaming match. So I was just turning around. And I was like, we're just very late. I'm very sorry for skipping. So off we popped.
I'd have got someone by the scruff now if they had a walking up in front of me and standing in front of me and waiting for that long.
I heard the accent, I was like, oh, I was like, they look a bit Spanish. Hopefully they have like no English or nothing.
Yeah.
I was like, they have a lovely glow on them. And I turned and I was like, oh no, they're from Cork. They will absolutely cut a bitch.
Cork City, bye. No. They're ready to burn you.
I was like, no, they're going to kill me. So that was that. Done the show. Had 9 panic attacks. Tried to free now a taxi and run out the fire exit or 2 seconds before I went on.
So if anybody ever wants to book Sean for something, at least you know that nice and reliable.
Very sick as well, guys.
Oh, God.
Don't know how I got my voice back, but yeah, I had a ball. And I don't remember one thing I said. I just wouldn't shut up. Not like me at all.
No.
Because you know, I'm like, I do mini panic attacks in here on the bleeding mic and that's behind the fucking...
You've came so far with it though, and I think that the next step with it all, apart from the on the podcast, will next be like the public thing.
Season 2.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So looking back on where we first met. Yeah, looking back on the journey we've been on with the podcast and how far
remix.
Yeah, looking at how far we've come is mental, and like the amount of people that say to me that listen to it from the start and listen to it up until now, they're like, the fucking difference in you and Sean, and you can hear how you just volley off each other differently, and even bringing the guests in and stuff, you are a lot more comfortable. Like, remember how fucking terrified we were.
I think I was only alright in the second one. Ian was like, Jesus, I thought you were going to be about 5 episodes in. Was it you and your girlfriend that had a bet on or something? They're like, I'll give you to the 5th episode before your panic attack. But that's because Ian was behind us. Do you remember we were in that little religion room and Ian was outside?
That was the hottest place. I am unpacked from Albufeira. I've been all over the world, mate. And that bastard fucking podcast room in that little attic, it was scald. I'll never forget that. And then it put me in the screen. Remember I went mute that day? I wasn't
even
able to speak.
You went mute?
Yeah. I wasn't able to do it.
But yeah, we have. We've come a long way, baby.
We really have.
Yeah,
pinging, I know. I'm so pinging. I'm like, to see it. So,
yeah.
Obviously, I was on my own little Jolliers. It was me first
holiday.
Were
you away first holiday in how long?
Since 2019, since I got sick.
Oh, go on, tell them again.
It's a celebration holiday.
Oh, fuck off.
It was. Oh, I tell anybody that listen, I had cancer over on the holiday. Oh, Jesus Christ, people couldn't get past me to go to Thailand. Oh, sorry, I just had cancer.
You're like that person in New York. You ever see him with cut out cardboard? You're just like, I'm sick.
I had cancer. Anybody that had even looked at me direct, did you know? I had a story to tell, let me tell you. Jobs I wanted to do was bleeding lament.
No, and actually some girl I met, I was like, oh, you're fab. She's like, I have no hair. She's like, this is me hair growing back. She's like, I just got to All Clear. She was at the festival yesterday. I was giving her a hug.
I don't know if she was
saying something about you or not, but we'll just pretend what you do. But yeah, I'm just going to say that she did.
What a little buzz. I'm delighted for her. If you're that girl and you listen to this, congratulations.
Ring that bell, baby. But come on, tell me all the ins and outs about this
So I haven't put up the video yet because I actually can't bring myself to take the abuse off everybody when it does go up. The video of the room.
Oh. Everyone was saying, Alison was saying, where's the room tour?
Sweating.
It was like a shop shorter.
I cannot tell you how bogey this kip was. Like,
Did you see it in the kip? Well, what do you expect? Look at the fucking thing you booked.
I didn't book it. Kira booked it. And we thought we were in safe hands because, you know, Kira was the fucking patron saint Albufeira. She was there before. I've been in Portugal. I know what I'm doing. Oh my God. So she insisted that she knew everything about fucking Portugal. So we let her book it.
Like a tour guide going around.
Sweet Jesus Christ. Like I said, Aaron, the fucking smokes, the smell of Home Depot off, the smell of Woody's off of when we got into that. It was honking of like oak. Do you know, like a strong smell of oak. You couldn't light. Imagine the kipper go up in flames. No fucking way. So the first thing you'll see, I'm going to post a video. When you walk in, I goes, oh no, my nanny's neck curtains are on the wall. I can see it. Because there was like a reflection of a picture frame on the wall. And I could just see the curtains and I said, this is going to be fucking woeful. I walked in, it was actually worse than what I expected. Here I was and I had myself wound up being like, this is a shithole, this is going to be
toxic. There's 400 different tiles. It was like you were literally in Woody's.
I just couldn't believe that. I kept on saying to myself, do you know what, Carly, you think it's this bad. Has to be better than that when you get in there. It was fucking worse.
It was worse.
Oh, right. So the shop shutter, I said, lads, I'm not being smart at that. But like, does that open? Did you see the video of me trying to get it open?
Bronson.
No, everybody was like, Carly, thank God you went to the gym before that holiday. Nobody even getting out onto that balcony. So we reefed that open and you know the view was stunning.
It wasn't its pipe view.
The view was beautiful.
Beautiful.
The view actually was really, really beautiful. And like the sun rising off the balcony was lethal. But fuck me.
You were up till sunrise.
Do you know what upset me even more? That right on the next balcony, it was a completely different building. It was like fucking Miami.
There was
like porcelain tiles. Everything was white. They had a big fuck off heater. It was genuinely like something out of America. And then us next door, I said, how the fuck is that contrast? Like, how do you even do that? Like, so that was grand anyway. Yeah, the shop shutter. Kira Burke just kept on saying, do you know what, lads? I think we'll learn to love it. I said, are you winding me fucking up? And she was walking around the apartment. Me and Aaron were having a nervous breakdown. She was walking around the apartment trying to make everything better. And
trying to make it better.
Do you know what, lads?
Like 60 minute makeover, yeah. She's
trying to convince us that was great. And she goes, do you know what, lads? At least we're sorted for the music. Do you know why we were sorted for the music? Because I bought a JBL speaker in the airport. You'd swear there was a built-in sound system in the house. Do you know what, lads? At least we're sorted for the music. I said, because I bought the fucking speaker. She was going around just being like, I knew, lads, look at that shower now. That's not too bad. It turns on. I was like, no, in all fairness, there is a rule, right? 99% of the time, if you stay in a dive, the shower's going to be lethal.
What, really?
Swear to God, there's some pressure behind them old showers. And this thing was ancient. This was 1930s, this was built. And the pressure behind the shower, it was great.
Took the skin off your back, like.
Took the skin. Do you want to see me sunburn?
No, fuck off.
Do you want to see me sunburn?
You got in the sun.
Do you want to see me sunburn?
You're not like Michael Jackson going around with her umbrella.
So, my ma said to me, what the fuck is that on your back today? I was like, oh, I got burnt while I had my bikini on me, right?
Right.
It's in the shape of a bow.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I know. My mum was like, why is there a bow in your back? I was like, because I'm a gift, man.
I'm half fuck off.
I'm a gift. Got scalded, right? So we actually weren't too bad on the first night. We didn't get, like, we went out and we went home.
Were you not buckled on the first night?
No, we were drunk on the first night. But it was the tour night.
Which one did you have? Your 2 hour wine? Well, come on, tell me day by day. Come on, big brother, let's go.
No, the tour night. So Aaron and Ciara, I had a meltdown over me clothes because, right, obviously I was going to gym before I went to on my holidays. Now, I wasn't eating properly. I was going to gym. I wasn't eating properly. And then 2 weeks before I went away, I decided to stop going to gym. So I had a set of shoulders on me going over and I bought all my holiday clothes when I was lovely and skinny. So I just didn't look at them.
Oh, this is our team. Remember, you were going through it, yeah.
Oh, no, Sean, I just kept on ignoring them. And I was like, do you know what? I'll just try them on when I get there. Because I'm not going to upset myself now. I'll just wait until I get there. So everything I went to put on me back, I was busting over. And when I'm a big bruiser of a thing in these clothes, you'd want to see me. And I was like, oh no, I'm not going out tonight. I can't do it. I can't do it to myself, right? So I wouldn't get dressed. And I was like, lad, you go on now. You enjoy. I'm going to stay in tonight. So of course they go, ah, Carly, will you just fucking come on?
Right.
So they got ready in the time that I was sitting sulking and I was sitting on my own. And I was out in the balcony and Aaron said something and I goes, ah, do you know what? I'll just go in and get ready. So in the supermarket earlier that day, we had bought some drink. We got a bottle of Smirnoff vodka, a bottle of pink ting gin. And then I got excited because there was a bottle of vodka for €6 called Miss. And the woman on the bottle had her hands on her hips. And I just kept on thinking about me doing the podcast with my hands on my hips. I said, you know what, Aaron, what do you think? Will we get that €6 vodka?
Oh, that's Carly. Why I chose like that.
Probably. He goes, oh, Carly, I don't know. Like, I was like, oh, no, Aaron, it'd be gas. Come on for the plot. Oh, Carly, I don't know. Do you know what? We'll see what Ciara says. He talk here. We're going to say no. Ciara seen it. Goes, yeah, that looks deadly. So straight away, we bought it.
Why were you really iffy about it? Because there was a woman with a
hand on
her hip.
Because it was €6. So we were like, that's a full litre of vodka for €6.
Oh,
like,
a litre. Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So I was so excited. And I said, I want that bottle of Mist. She was a little sexy thing on the thing. So I said, right. So they started drinking. And I goes, why don't just have a glass of Mist? Why is that waiting on me, right? So the two of them, and then here's Aaron. Oh, that Miss isn't too bad. I like that. Ciara had a few glasses, said it tastes like fee. She wasn't happy with it, right? She still drank it though. So by the time I was ready to go out, the two of these are bunched.
And use that three lightweights as well.
Oh,
three lightweights.
Ciara Burke isn't so bad. Aaron Lynch.
No, Ciara Burke is hit and miss.
Oh, pissed on a barman's fart.
If she has one drink and she's pissed, you best believe they're getting punched in the throat by Ciara.
Well, this is where we're going.
All right, brilliant.
So, right?
Is this an ice cream story?
So we didn't have a chance to go for dinner that night because I was throwing a tantrum. We actually had eaten a fair bit that day already, so we didn't mind. Well, me and Aaron didn't mind. Ciara nearly had a stroke because we weren't going for dinner. But anyway, by the time we were going out, I was like, you know what? They're a little bit well on. Like, they're merry, so they're in good form. But it was like the second we hit the air and it's real windy at night over in Albufeira.
Right.
Two of them just start kind of walking a little bit sidewards and I was like, lads,
like Bendy Wendy's.
Everything all right? Like, yeah, we're brand new and all. You got to the bar straight away, shots, drinks. You are getting real excited or whatever. So that was grand. We had a ball of a night. We had a dance around, carried on scandalous. And it was time to go home. And Ciara Burke was like, I need fucking food. I just need to be fed. You wouldn't let me go for a dinner. So I need food.
So she was skitty kitty tonight. Right, brilliant.
Then Aaron's like, I actually agree with you. I need food too. So Carla's fault. And I was like, right, okay. I wasn't that drunk at all.
Why
I can't get that drunk on holidays.
Why?
Apart from the last night. But it's a nervous thing with me because I'm so anxious. I'm watching everybody and all. I'm real funny.
Don't be robbing me.
No, skit now. So we walked up to this kebab place. Now bear in mind, I'm like fucking Sean the Shepherd trying to get sheep up the fucking hill. If one got up, the other one rolled away and I had to chase them. It was like a game. So I ended up getting them up to the kebab place, right? And the woman's looking at me and shaking her head, being like, oh, I feel so sorry for you having to deal with these two. Like Phil and Lil out of Rugrats. You'd want to see the two little balls.
Right. The thing too going around.
Oh, they were fucking Humpty Dumpty. And what are them out of Alice in Wonderland? What are them things out of Alice in Wonderland?
Oh,
the little bald yuck fat boys.
What are you saying?
Have you not seen it?
No.
Never mind. Anyway,
right, come on.
They're at this thing and Ciara Burke, right? I ordered them the kebabs. And Ciara, the little snaky bastard, I took me back for 2 minutes. And Ciara's standing there with a chocolate ice cream in her hand, and Aaron's standing there with a mint ice cream in his hand. So, how'd you even get them? Because she hadn't got her purse. She said, oh, you got some chicken pepper with a kebab. I said, all right. Did you get me one? No. I said, all right, okay. Oh. So, they were having dessert before they had their dinner.
So, you bought them dinner and they didn't get your fuck out?
Ah, no. So, they're standing there, and when I mean, they weren't speaking English at all. So the two of them's like that. I was younger when you gone bring. Yep. And the two of them's nodding at each other and, you know, laughing and hitting each other. And I was like, Why? How are these communicating?
Speaking to each other like kids.
Should ever see like two little small babies?
Yeah, and they're just having the ball.
They just weren't speaking English. So I was like, lads, he's all right. I says, right, okay. So they were taking ages with the kebabs. And the more I looked at Kira, she was swaying all over the place. And I was like, oh, she'll be all right. So I walked away and two French girls start talking to me, right? And they were like, are your friends okay? And I was like, no, they're absolutely not. So I went over to get the kebabs, Sean. I walked over to the window, right? And I turned around and Kira Bourke's looking at me. Kira Bourke is looking at me. I got sick. So I looked at her, right? And then she's like, where's my kebab? And I turned around and looked for her and I went, oh! She was like, no, stop now because we won't be able to use
this. I'm sorry, that's just going into a fit of laughing because we have a photo of the ice cream all over Kira Bourke. But Carly, sorry, gets so, better because here we go.
Anyway, she's like, where's my kebab? And I turned around and I looked at her and I said, oh, Kira, what are you after doing? What you fucking mean?
I could just picture her being a little.
I said, what are you at? Aaron's on the floor at this stage, right? So Aaron's over there, he's happy, he's all right. Yeah, he's safe. Why are you fucking mean? Oh. I said, no, Kira, you are absolutely painted in ice cream. I said, what are you after been doing with that? Are you stupid? I'm clearly after been eating my ice cream. I said, no, Kira, you are covered. Your neck, your back, your pussy, and your crack. I said, you are covered. You trying to make a fucking fool out of me? I said, no, girl, you are, I swear. And then the kebab woman came over with the kebabs and went, oh my God, it's everywhere. I said, no, I know. And here's Kira. No, Carly, I don't appreciate what you're doing right now. I says, no, Kira, I'm just going to take a picture of you, right? So when I poked the phone up to take the picture, I obviously took a picture, but it's live. And she's saying in the picture, put the fucking phone down. Then I had to usher whore and Aaron. But now bear in mind, it was about a 15-minute walk. It's all backwards roads and I was real confused, and so it was about a 15 minute walk to get them back to the gaff. I have a video of them walking home. Here's Kira. I'm better off on my own. I'm good on my own. And here's Aaron. Carly, you throw anyone under the bus. You would throw anyone under the bus.
Started, didn't she?
The two of them. And here's Kira. I'm not afraid of Carly. I'm not afraid. I was like, what? He was actually on about. I had to boot him into bed. So we got back to the apartment, right? And of course, Aaron's at the pouring half his kebab in the floor and he's crying over it. Kira's at that swallowing a kebab.
The floor, give it over.
In some bits of it. Kira's at that swallowing a kebab and she stormed into. I'm public enemy number one. Kira was after storming into the bedroom. So I went out to the balcony and I lit myself up a smoke, and I did. And I'm not a smoker usually. I was a fucking smoker that night, let me tell you.
No, she's like the tank engine.
Oh God. And I was out in the balcony having a smoke and I was just trying to recuperate myself. And here's Aaron. Oh, in that kebab. I was like, Aaron, leave me alone. Do you know what? Just leave me alone.
Just 5 minutes, please.
Just fucking
leave. I've had a hard life.
And all we heard was, boom, 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 boom. And I went, oh my God, it's St. Yeoman's had to fall now to bed, right? So I ran into the bedroom. Sean, I swear to God, it must have been the fastest she ever moved in her life. She was back in the bed. Well, I goes, hurt yourself, did you? Yeah, fucking talking about. I said, you're out of falling out of that bed, I'm out of hearing you. She bounced her head off the wardrobe and all. I heard all of it. No, I fucking didn't. I said, no, girl, you did, because you fell, you hit the bomb, the floor like a bomb. I said, the gaff's after shaking. I said, you did fall. Fuck off. I said, all right, fair enough. Woke up the next morning and the two of them was looking at me like two little Siamese cats. Like that. And I think they knew that they were so bold and they were waiting to see if I was fighting with them.
Right.
So with that, we were talking about it and this, that and the other. And of course I had a drink. I wasn't stone cold sober. So of course I had a drink and it dawned on me that I had the picture of Kira with the fucking ice cream all over. We picked up the dress off the floor. There's ice cream all down. Who even eats chocolate ice cream? What sort
Someone
of creep do you have to be?
It's disgusting.
No, disgusting.
You like chocolate? You do, don't you?
No,
you
do. Chocolate flavoured things irk the life out of me. I like chocolate.
Like mint chocolate, don't mind.
Aaron got a mint chocolate ice cream. He didn't paint himself in it. Kira got the brownest, biggest dollop of ice cream. when I showed her the picture. When I made her and we laughed for 3 hours straight, all of us on our hands and knees in that dirty apartment, couldn't breathe after looking at it. And I can't wait to put it on the podcast page because it's
going to be the post picture. Yeah, very good. Can we? Is it a live photo? We can save that as a video.
It's a live photo. And yeah. I think she's saying to me, get off that fucking phone or something in it as well. So it's actually quite amusing. But oh, I'm very
after
excited, lads.
After I was saying, don't show anyone and everyone on a podcast.
Absolutely, because what I was put through that night, there was no need for it. No, I was bullied and abused, I'd say, about 3 nights by them. The two of them, they are two little bastards, Phil and Lil. And they just kept on going at me. No, because if I got drunk, who was leading them?
It would have been
it
great.
It was already the blind.
It's only been like
Geordie
Shaw going around, no one they're falling in the bushes now.
Ah, no, but Sean, there's robbers over there.
Ah, fuck off.
So imagine, no, getting people getting stabbed with knives and all. I was like, fuck that. And no one there, look, first of all, we look like the in-betweeners as it is going around. So if anybody wanted to take a swipe at us, Jesus, the little ginger one, the little gay boy.
Gay boy, gay boy.
And then the little vicious chef shouting at us all.
The vicious chef.
Yeah. So, do you know what? We were already a fucking ringer to be robbed. So I said, I might just stay a little bit sober. I might just try. So that was,
but what
yeah.
happened about your 2 year a bottle of wine? What happened that night?
That was the night we had a counselling session. It was lovely. It was a 2 euro bottle of counselling. We Is all it? Just
sat. Oh my God, actually, I think I played that out on the live show. That video.
Sorry. What video?
I did. They were like, if you ever be in love, I was like, yeah, his name is Aaron. And I was like, and I love him so much, but he doesn't love me anymore. And I was like, but I think I have a video here. I only played the start of it. It was like, Sean, I love you. And I was like, and that's Aaron, everyone. And I love him. I said, and I can't play the rest of it. So yeah, I think I done that. But there's no video footage yet. They didn't record the show, so sorry.
Now I need you to know my face is scald.
Why?
Because my nerves are gone for you.
Why are they gone?
Because...
Well, someone put it up on TikTok and we got rinsed off people. Did you see that TikTok that went
sugar,
viral?
Oh, sugar, I did see that.
They were giving us dogs abuse. I was like, that actually isn't my show, so to give dogs abuse all you want.
It's not even about it being your show. It's, regardless of what it's about, anybody Irish doing anything they enjoy, or doing anything outlandish, or doing anything that doesn't fit the norm, which at the moment, like, you doing them shows are a big thing. For everybody doing shows at the minute, it's a big thing. Why are people so vicious about it? Swipe by it. You're like weird. Have a wank, do something.
If
get it out of your system because you're clearly, you have something built up in you. Oh, go God. And do, wash our runners, do something.
Wash our
do hair. Something. There's a million things you could do than sit and giving strangers abuse for no good reason.
And it'd be different if it wasn't a double solo show. Like if it was an
empty
show.
You aren't harming anybody by doing what you're doing though. Like I wouldn't mind if you were fucking, I'm not even going to get into it. I was going to say something I'm not even going to. But you know what I'm saying? You aren't fucking doing any harm. You are only just trying to go with what you're going with and people are running amok. And it's just the creepiest thing in the world to me. Like imagine going out to a fella on a date, right? And you find out he's one of them that leaves comments under videos now.
I was trying to click in to find him. I was like, you. Oh no, I got a lovely voice. No, but I don't think I can play it out. Oh, someone giving me dogs abuse.
What?
Someone giving me dogs abuse. I was like, cop the fuck on, Sean. I was like, oh, where's the saxophone?
Was this over the show?
Oh no, this is just like you're putting mothers up the walls. Cop the fuck on and get a life. I hope you do go on telly one day because I do love you, but just cop the fuck on and give your head a wobble. I was like, oh, this person doesn't even follow me. Just came into me randomly and just gave me dogs abuse.
Why are people, you know, like, honest to God, there's padded rooms for people like that and there really not fucking is. Crazy.
No, I just start crying then. I'm like, right, I have to go home, I have to cop on now.
No, if someone says something to you, you're like, that's
thing.
True now.
That's very true.
Like if somebody says, oh, Sean Phipps is a melt, like you're going to go, oh my God, oh my God. Like why do you say, and then you go off on a tangent and you start believing shite that comes out of some weirdo's mouth. Like,
I think that's why I had a panic attack at the show as well, because I was laughing, but said quiet please, and he was like pointing at the door and he's like, it says quiet please. And he was like, they can hear you. And I was like, oh, I'm not allowed to speak now. I
can't
even use my voice that I've had on my life. I was like, taking me advice. I was like, no, on the yellow brick road trying to find a little man to get something back. No, you have to get your heart in the tin man and all that jazz. I was like, I just want my voice back. Thanks so much. Just closer, baby. Like this, can you hear me, baby?
Like okay. Neo, come closer. But anyway, yeah, no, the whole holiday fiasco. I'm trying to think what's there and really else. It was fucking gas holiday. Can I ask you
it.
Ever since COVID and like you going away on your first kind of trips? Are you nervous around in the airport? Because my pads are gone.
In the airport?
Yeah.
Oh no, I think I died four times and came back to life. I thought I did have COVID, but I've done three tests and I'm all good. Like, I genuinely thought
I mean, going
I was
through
dying.
The airport, like the anxiety about getting there and putting your bags through and doing security.
Well, obviously,
you know?
Not if I got to the airport 5 minutes before my flight went off and I beat it.
No, I'm shitting. And I don't know why. I was never like a nervous airport goer. I
what
was never
your airport
a
like?
Flyer.
Ours is Grant.
We flew through Dublin in the morning time, and you know what? The little fucking bar was lethal in the morning. Everybody was real buzzy, and I was like, all
I can't
music
remember.
Playing
I don't know what I was doing.
Ah, no, we were sober. So
I was probably because I was drinking all the way through. That's fine.
No, but it was lovely, and then the little buzz when we were waiting to go was great. Got on the plane over, that was fine. See the plane home, Sean.
I was awful.
God, I just kept on thinking the plane was going to crash.
Where? What? Really?
I just kept on saying, this is going to go down. This is just going to go down. And I am not a nervous flyer now, don't get me wrong. When you hit a bit of turbulence, I get
flying
nervous.
Right now?
Yeah.
Game over.
Ah, the thing was doing 360s.
You don't even have wheels. They're like just spinning around, going 90
no,
on the fucking
this fella tight was driving a fighter jet. No. I was like, mate, just fucking take it easy. So the plane started getting rocky. And like I said, I'm not a nervous flyer usually. Oh, I fucking was on that flight home.
You?
Me heart was in me mouth. Now there was loads of turbulence. And Kira goes, Carly, I'm not being bad around, but you're just going to have to let go of my hand now. No. I'm sweating. Right. When that plane hit the floor, I was like, thank you, holy God. I've never been like that on a plane. And I think I'm actually after picking up a little bit of nerves while flying. So how great is that at 27 years of age? I'm now a nervous flyer.
No. And you know what? I thought I was being smart as well going through when we got like through the little gate in security. I was like, grand. I was like, I'll go with this... this queue. I just don't understand, like, you're 60 years of age, like, you've obviously been in an airport, how you still can't pack your case and, like, you're beeping 9 times and all, like, I just don't get it. You know, your liquids and all in the bag, they're just like, oh, I didn't know I had liquids, I didn't know I had, oh, was that you? Yeah, ditzy dog.
If there is anything you're certain of in life, it's death taxes and me getting stopped at the airport.
Like, what?
And that
how
is
how can't you get
one.
It? 100 mil in the bag.
No,
that's
Sean,
it.
It's not even my fault. It's, oh, random bag search, random bag check. I'm like, I just must look like a little bleeding scroll, a little dealer. I'm like, every single time they see me, they're like, random check. I'm always the one. Kira Brooke tell you. Now, in Dublin Airport, I was already coming home. It's always Dublin Airport that I get stopped in. By the way, can I just say, the pork and cheese men are stunning.
I thought you said pork and cheese.
I did.
Was like, what? Is that what you're saying?
The Portuguese men.
I thought you said pork and cheese. I was like, where are you getting that from?
Yeah, pork and cheese. They are the sexiest men ever. And all they kept on doing was just walking around in little police uniforms, and they're all angry.
No, the Spanish police. Oh. Policia.
Policia. Oh,
I wouldn't
fuego,
even,
fuego.
I wouldn't
I
even
was
blink
in love.
At them twice because they just arrested in a
I'd
second.
I'd never get smart with them, but no, they're great to look at. Great to look at. I'm sorry, but I don't know what's in the water or the food over in Portugal, but Jesus Christ, there's some height.
Food did you run is? The guts off yourself for the first day or two? Your stomach always takes a few days to get used to the food.
No, I actually, and you know,
are you like that anyway 24/7?
No, all I did was just swell. Oh, oh God, I was like the Michelin man. I was so woe, let me tell you. No, stop. No. Little bubble walking around. I was a bruiser. I don't know what happened. Me face, me neck, me hands, me feet. I just swallowed. I was like a pregnant woman going around. There was no need for it. But the field wasn't the main West at all. Like I said, Lanzarote's field is lethal. Like, I love going over there for good meals. No, I didn't really like the field over there, no.
No?
No.
And
I was devastated because that's all I got my holidays for, was to eat. Do you know what Aaron Lynch said? I thought we were going over here to, it was going to be like real different. I said, what do you mean different? He was like, Aaron was sending us things for our vineyards and all.
Vineyards?
I said, he wants smack. I said,
Chris
just
Jenner.
Like sand the ponds and he wants to go to a fucking vineyard. So he was like, I thought like you'd be wearing like a slip dress and a beret.
Ah, shut the fuck up.
A slip dress and a beret? I'm built like Brock Lesnar and he wants it. I said, to set his shoulders on me. A slip dress? I said, Aaron Lynch, imagine if you had to put me in a spaghetti strap. I'd have been like, do you know,
can
dresses
you
from
smell
the 80s.
What the Rock is cooking?
Oh my God, me traps have traps and he wanted me to wear spaghetti straps. Oh, I said, and the grace of God on you, you dirty bastard. I said, how dare
sabotage.
You? Sabotage. A slip dress and a beret. Imagine me and Kira Brooke. That side with a little floppy hat out of France.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Now, I do like a beret in the winter. I loved a beret when I had the wig, remember, because I had to hide that it was a wig. But now, slip dress and a fucking beret. Oh, God love us.
Vineyards.
So we promised him we'd do Lisbon or something with him and fucking go around and pretend to be posh with him for a while.
Oh, God. No, tree liabilities.
Tree buses. That's what I said, Dan. Yeah.
I haven't. I'm bleeding.
Having a dicky diver.
No, actually, you know what? Someone come up to the emergency and said to me, I was like, right. I was like, here we go again. I'm like, I'm in the middle of a crowd. I was like, I can't have a conversation with you. She was like, Jesus, you're letting that 40 euro stretch very far. I was like, you cheeky bitch.
I have no money.
I'm down to 3 euro now. Fuck off. Revolut me now.
We literally only said that one in the past episode. I was like, what are we going to do if we get money? We still won't have money.
We still won't have money.
Cry in poverty for the rest of your life.
Die tomorrow, lads.
Yeah. Care Book said to me, if Tim feel well one day, you'll sleep when you're dead. I said, I'm very sorry, love.
Many Jesus times you think you say Care Book.
Every time you say Care Book, have a drink. She's one of the funniest people I've ever met, hands down.
We actually should have got her as a guest. Don't you mean, yeah, you'll be signing season 2. Don't be saying, yeah.
I really enjoyed it. So you're at the bed on 7 holidays. I've only been on one.
Right.
Do you ever come back and really look at yourself?
You're like, I'm not associating myself with them people anymore. I'm not that person.
I am a gym goer. I'm a vegetarian now.
And then when you get home after 5 minutes, like, I actually miss them people that I really don't want to be with anymore, but I love you. Now we're back together. To be able to come back. So yeah.
Yeah, 100%. But here was me on holidays being like, I'm going home. I'm going to do a 6-week program. I'm, honest to God, I'm going to eat all the vegetables in the world. Like, I just.
Gonna have a photo shoot.
Yeah. Literally. I'm a gym girl.
I never considered myself as a bitch girl.
I'm a gym girl now. But no, I really do. I feel like when you get home, you have to try and get your life together. I mean, my rugby tackled me when I came in the door to get that suitcase up. Oh, Sharon's washing lines like Mary's laying up in the gaff. You'd want to see it. Every single thing.
Oh, they don't give you a second.
Sean, close. Hey, I didn't even wear
not
it.
Not even, hey, how's your holiday? Give me that. What's door here? What's clean?
What's literally that hitting against Scary Movie? Move, bitch. Me mum was like that to get the fucking suitcase up.
Yeah. She has the IBS going through her.
That was me mum trying to get the suitcase out me when I came in the door.
Move, bitch.
Jesus Christ. Sean, things that were still in, do you know, like the sheen, like the little bags?
No, they're washed.
Don't worry about it. They're washed. I was like, Sharon, what's the story with your horn? You'd want to hear her effing a blind out the backyard, and I caught her coursing into thin air because the sun went in.
Now, come here. Tell me what happened. I briefly got to Hall Hoover. Sorry. What happened when your mum was away? And something happened to a Hoover. Is your Hoover from 19 Hours Flash or something?
Mine
doesn't even soak up. You'd be better going down with a straw on the floor and soaking with your mouth. Mine doesn't soak up on.
Me ma bought the Hoover of lovely men that were selling them out the back of a van up at, so on Sundays in Finglas West there's a little market up at the church,
right.
And me ma bought this, I'd say, a good 8 years ago, and it was 20 quid, and it's the fucking worst thing. Even when it worked, it didn't work,
right.
Do you know what I'm saying? There was no need for it ever to be there. And while she was away,
but she'll get her walking, no problem. She just has to touch now.
I just think that she pretends at us,
right.
Yeah, just to prove a point. But when they were away, I was the only person in my home, and that means friends, men, anything. There was not a sin I passed through them doors,
men,
right?
Men, we'll talk about that in a second.
No, we will not.
We will. We absolutely will.
So, me ma decided to do this really strange thing before she went on her holidays, and that was to put porcelain, black tiles down in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
So if you drop so much as a tart on the floor, the fucking thing is filthy. Sean, you'd want to see me.
I was like that in fucking, we have white in the fucking bathroom, but
well,
like,
yeah, no, this is the full kitchen.
Walk back in, it's manky again.
Yeah,
it's
well, like this is the kids. Full kitchen. 27 years of age, and I was pulling my hair out over our tiles in our kitchen. Like, I used to always say to myself, why is she muttering to herself going around that kitchen? And I found myself doing it every single day I came in, Sean. There was days when I used to go into that house and I wouldn't go into the kitchen because I didn't want to be in the screamers. So I said, you know what? No. Tried Show to me. Hoover the house one day and I just lost the plot. Before I knew it, like, I was on my Instagram stories running amok.
No, and nothing's ever, you know what? When you come home, you're like, this is spotless. And then I stained the floor. Not one person came past like you. One person came through. Stained the floor 9 times. And my ma was like, did you stain the floor? She's like, yeah, it's not great now on this. Like, just that spot up there beside the chair you missed. I was like, no. I was like, the whole house is gleaming. I was like, you literally came home to a lovely, lovely house.
Yeah.
I was like, we're not waterlogged this time. The roof hasn't fallen through.
I've done really well.
I was like, I've done really well. I was like, and yeah, I was like, and you were moaning about a spot on the floor.
Yeah.
Because nothing's ever good enough. And that pillow's not fluffed.
Yeah. Oh, do you know what I got?
Wrong on the washing machine.
She
I tried my best, all right? The way you're trying your best with me all your life.
I'm trying.
What's she do? Come on.
My man just said to me, ah, well, at least you try it. Well, at least you try it. Not well, being on my hands.
Can't make a cup of tea, like, so.
Sean, you I'm actually it? No. Do you know what? I'm debunking this now.
Debunking,
this theory.
Go on.
I'm debunking this theory. I'm actually a domesticated goddess
spicy
now.
Spicy chicken or a spicy prawn pasta. That's all you ever see.
Well, listen. At least it's food and it feeds me. And I can make cereal. I can make toast. I can put a wash on and hang it out on me own. I learned how to
what
iron.
What were you doing while you were hanging it out the last time on FaceTime?
I don't know what you're talking about. I just had to calm me nerves, Sean.
Oh, sorry. No man broke me hip, but a lovely, lovely, lovely man was over in Ibiza.
So I was like,
when last time we seen him, he was drinking his air, I was there, and he's like, oh, I don't drink. I was like, if you were drunk, you probably have love.
You're like, I wish you were drunk so you'd love me.
So he was gay-eyed, and I was like, right, this is me time, Sean. I was like, let's do shots. Well, I was gay-eyed as well, so it would have just
been
lovely.
Yeah, you just wanted to fall in love.
Talking,
drunk,
giggling.
Drunk in love.
No, he was so good about it. I said, oh, we all very wet now, Mr. Go away from me. So I was like, down the eyes, having a giggle. And he was gone. I was like, right. And he went to give me a kiss. And what did I do? Went to give me a kiss back, but he just air kissed me cheeks, like side to side, like just like.
Were you going in for a wee?
Oh, I was like tongue out, like lick a tongue from Pokemon, lick a bang. I was literally straight in, like trying to tie a cherry with my tongue. I was like, give me that tongue. No.
No.
I was trying to drag him out by the tongue, literally. And he was like, right, go on. I was like, oh, but I love you so
love
much.
I love you.
Like, I could have probably sogged it another man tonight. And I was like, I'm
so you grafted it, like you put the work
and
in.
I had no voice either, so I was literally put me phone up, put me notes out. I was awful, so that's what happened to me.
Sean.
And now I'm about to get a flashback when you said man. I was like, a man not even a kiss on the actual skin, air kissed me. Like,
wow.
Like a posh lady, like kissing her parents, like mwah, mwah, yeah. Side to side. I was like, brilliant. So the hip is still intact, lad.
I'm sick of it. We were only talking about this on holidays, though. I was like,
oh no, did you hit?
No.
On your leaving cert holiday, tell me more.
No, it didn't.
No. No.
Sean, so we were talking about you on holidays anyway.
Don't be talking about me. Bring it back to you.
No, we were talking
holiday,
about you on holidays.
And so how your hips are after.
If any man walked up to me and flirted with me, I was like, oh, I was giving it the big one, Joe. I'm getting dig tonight. You know, all this, giving it all that. And then the second man looked in my direction. No. I shriveled. And I mean, rolled up into a little ball. I was on my back like
talking. This, I swear
I don't,
God.
John. I actually, do you know what? It's been a great season. I've enjoyed your company so much.
And she enjoys someone else's company as well on holiday.
All my friends, my lovely friendship will get you anywhere.
If it is for friends, it's
just
together.
What
are you saying about me on holidays? Come on.
Togetherness. That's what we were saying about you.
Saying what?
That if a man speaks to you, you'd be giving it all that, being like, break my hip, and then a man even looks your way and you
literally... Oh my God, Carly.
Break my... I didn't see it.
He's had two. Did I see it? Lads, I completely forgot. So she was like, I was like, do you have like little things that open me up like a dragon, like for me?
Oh,
lips?
You wanted like the dentist, like
like an optic gate or something. I'm nearly back in the dentist. I'm nearly back to work, lads. I have to get me lingo back. But I wanted that. And she's like, oh, you just pull your lip. I was like, oh no, very sleepy. I said, like that man falling on RTA and the ice. Yeah.
And
she was like, just leave to me, and chokes at me. I was trying to tap out for Ashley. I was like, someone come in and help. Me chokes at me down, and she's like, here you go. And I was like, no, this is literally gonna like snakes and ladders going all over my lip. But she done a good job.
Did it take long?
Sarah got an FU, and the F is literally on her nostril, and the U is like underneath her gum. So yeah, enjoy that. But no, mine was the best one.
Was it so?
No, not one bit.
And did it take long?
And she was like, oh, bloody. I was like, well, I mean, I'd be eating. Obviously, I must be in drinking. It took a few minutes because obviously, my lip kept like clattering off the yolk.
Yeah.
So. And she was like, wouldn't advise you drink for 48 hours. So what did I do?
Went straight
walked along the strip. And he was like, best deal in Ibiza. I was like, so, I don't know what you're selling, but so, what is it? Give me anything that you have, mister. He's like, 4 shots of Sambuca. He's like, all the drink. I was like, oh, brilliant. So clearly there's me doing a full heavy shot of Sambuca and then all the doubles in the world. And then I went out until 6:30 that morning. And I wondered why I woke up in my house. It was like a bee song.
Oh, God.
Then I was like, she's had to give me poison. She had to poison me. She didn't clean that needle. I was sweating on the plane. I was like, I can't make me mad on the plane. I was like, I'm going to collapse. It was too warm. The aircon wasn't working. I was just dripping wet. Like the whole seat, there was a puddle in the seat. I was like, I'm dying. I was like, I'm infected by the ink. I was like,
infected with a poison.
No. So yeah, that's me with to break my hip. No one can re- like, if I didn't like it, I didn't care because no one can see you.
Ah, yeah, yeah. No, that is a handy one. But I actually am very jealous because I go on Sunday.
No, what are you gonna get?
I won't say because my mum told me I have to stop. But I'd love to get something there because, like, if you're actually woeful at floor. It's good that I'm good at one thing.
ASMR of the week. What did you say? What did you say?
Ian nervous giggled. I said, it's good that I'm good at one thing. So anyway, no, it is a good conversation piece if you're bad at flirting, which I am because I'm terrified of men. So if I do want a man to break me hip, I'd
have
to just
be really a good conversation. Hey, I can't. So that's very deep, Carly.
No, I meant break me hip. I meant your one.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now I need to get my bottom teeth on because he's agreeing compared to the top one.
Oh,
so
would you ever fuck
No, I
off.
Am. I was looking at some people kept saying, oh, I was like, oh, nothing back at you, bitch. Close your eyes.
You have a complex. I just close.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to show people so I can't pull them down and my teeth are green.
Your teeth are not green. You're beautiful.
Very
teeth.
Yellow, love.
You
the
have a complex about them.
I know.
And get me brace back on.
These are perfect.
They're fucking disco dancing around
well,
me
scalp.
Well,
where's the retainer then?
They don't fit anymore.
Because you should have worn. No, they look grand. You were told already.
Sean, my teeth are moving.
Right, well then go and get braces.
Well, help.
I've tried, but they told you you don't need them.
Sean 20 or something, will you do
yeah,
me a
Yeah, but you could
favor?
Have a thing like happen to me.
What?
Look at me with the Invisalign and then I had to go into
I won't be
brace.
Getting Invisalign. I want tracks back on.
I know, but then it fucked me up. I was only supposed to be 6 months and then I was a year and a half. So, look.
Do you know what?
I had the smile, but my bite is still off. It's not fully perfect. Because I was like, get these off me. I can't wait any longer.
No, I'm devastated. All I wanted was my tracks back on. Well, anyway, how we got here? Talking how we got about here. Fucking braces. But.
But what, you love me and you're getting upset and emotional now. Look at you.
It's week 12, everyone.
Ian just keeps ignoring us. Have we fucking got a new contract or what, Ian?
Yeah.
I think
I really don't know. How do you end this?
Very sick, very tired, very poor. We love you.
We are hoping to get back to you around the October mark, maybe. Mm. We'll see what we can tee up for you. But yeah, thank you so much for sitting and listening to us the past 12 weeks. We have loved tormenting the life out of each other. Hopefully tormenting the life out of yous. And Sean.
And yeah, love you so much. And yeah, that's really all I can say. No, I was thinking of a panic attack there. I was like, how many panic attacks did I have on this podcast? But I'll be back in October and I love yous and leave yous. And thanks so much. And bow for me also to win that comedy team
bow
of the year.
Bow for him. We'll leave it in
and
the
say
bio.
Goodbye to everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Love yous.
Love you.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.